An exchange of fire between Indian and Pakistani forces in the disputed Kashmir region has left four people dead, two on each side of the border. Several others were also injured in the gunfire near the city of Sialkot. In the Pakistani side, Indian authorities say it was a retaliation for attacks by Pakistani forces on dozens of border posts. Indian villagers reportedly took shelter in bunkers during the gunfire. Kashmir is divided between the two neighboring countries, with each claiming the disputed Himalayan region in its entirety. The two sides have largely followed a 2003 ceasefire accord, but sporadic violations occur every now and then. To tell us more about the recent friction between New Delhi and Islamabad, we're joined by our correspondent Javed Rana, who's with us from Islamabad. Javed?
Well, Pakistani side of the story is that the fire started from the Indian side of the border, and Pakistan simply retaliated, and Pakistan is blaming Indian forces that they have killed two of its citizens. Now, exchange of fire has been going on the working boundary of Sialkot district of Pakistan, which is probably in the east of Pakistani side of the border. And these clashes are spilling over from disputed Kashmir region to the other parts of the boundary between Pakistan and India. Now, so many people have been killed from the both sides of the divide. Pakistani government has been saying, particularly the army has been saying, that in fact, whenever it happens, the Pakistan army retaliate what Indian troops are doing on the border side. We cannot independently verify, but it seems there is a greater root cause behind the exchange of firing, particularly since Prime Minister Modi has taken over in Pakistan. There are apprehensions that he is on the extreme side of the right wing, and perhaps he wants to take on the Pakistan military. That is a part of the story. You might recall Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif went to his overtaking ceremony, and this foreign secretary level talks were already scheduled, which India cancelled just because the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, he met with the Kashmiri leaders who are part and parcel of the Kashmir dispute, and India did not like that happening. That has been the tradition. Whenever there have been talks between Pakistan and India, Pakistan has been consulting with the Kashmiri leaders, because at the end of the day, it is going to be their fate which is going to be decided. So there are a lot of concerns going on behind the scene, and what we see on the borderline, that might be because of the extreme postures being displayed and exhibited by Indian leadership.
Thank you very much, Javed Rana, our correspondent, joining us from Islamabad to give us a better insight on the Indian response to the outbreak of violence in Kashmir. We're now joined by our correspondent Sanjay Sethi, who's with us on the line from the Indian capital. Sanjay.
Well, the Indian Defense Minister Arun Jaitley, who was at a function, has said that these incidents are very unfortunate, and the Indian Border Security Force and the Army would respond to each violation. Now, over some 3,000 people living in these border areas have been evacuated to safety and are under safe areas under a quickly modified plan that was enforced today and since last night. The ceasefire violations by Pakistan started soon after midnight, and they have fired at around about 22 posts, border outposts, and along 13 villages along the international border in Jammu sector, which also comes under the entire border belt of Armia and a sector called Aris Pura. Now, no firing has reportedly taken place since morning, and at the moment, all plans are being made to evacuate as many villagers, as many people and livestock away from the firing area. Now, this was one of the heaviest unprovoked and indiscriminate firing by Pakistan Rangers this year. And they have resorted to a heavy onslaught of some 82-millimeter mortar shells. 16 ceasefire violations have taken place in a fortnight, and this is the 18th this month. India and Pakistan were supposed to go in for secretary level, but those were cancelled by India after the Pakistan High Commissioner in India invited the Hurriyat and separatist leaders for talks individually in the embassy. So the situation is rather tense at the moment. Both sides are hoping that some kind of a resolution, some kind of a peaceful negotiation at some point will happen. But for the moment, the situation is rather tense in the Jammu and Kashmir region, where this firing has taken place at the 22 border outposts.
Thank you very much to our correspondent, Sanjay Sethi, who's joining us on the line from New Delhi. We'll